Please.
Excerpt number one from lesson number one. From the point in the heart to a ten. So excerpt one from the article, what degree? All the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that the one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Ziyaraila, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden, at once spreads into numerous pieces.
No. Go ahead.
Excerpt number two from the article, A Point in the Heart, from the writings of Rabash. It is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell within them. This pertains to the point in the heart, which should be a temple where the light of the Creator dwells. As it is written, and I will dwell within them. Hence, one should try to build a structure of Kedusha, holiness, and the structure should be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver too must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. As it is written, let them make me a temple, where the article applies to the kli, and not to the light, since the light pertains to the Creator, and only action pertains to the created beings, to the whole world, the quality of bestowal.
Excerpt number 3, Baal HaSulam, letter 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. On the other hand, too. Excerpt number 4, Rabash, Love of Friends, 1. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brothers. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. Let's continue.
Number 5 from Rabash, letter 21. This is the only point on which we must make every effort, that one is acquired from the point in the heart, since each point in the heart gives strength to work. But if this force is used to serve the environment, the perfection.
Excerpt number 6, Rabash, from the article number 13, Mighty Rock of My Salvation. Each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends, meaning that each will absorb a lack from the friends, which he himself lacks the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Hence, when he comes into a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else. This is considered receiving through Sorry, this is considered receiving strength from the outside in addition to the small power that he has. Friends, they're devoted.
Number 7 from Rabash. Article, make for yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. The reason those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There's a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in the favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash 1, the purpose of society 2. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. And this is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
If I'm not zero, I'm simply not.
We'll read excerpt number 9.
Item number 9 from Maor v'Shemesh. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every 10, there is divinity. And clearly, if there are more than 10, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same towards him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And the Creator approaches them, and He is with them, and great mercies and good and revealed kindness will be extended over the assembly of